This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 23rd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours for Monday Night Trivia, and I'm ready for you. Yes, we have a new question since our straggler was revealed at the end of last week's show. So brand new question, which hopefully you'll get before the show is over, but if not, it becomes next week's straggler, and then we retire it if you still don't get it. A well-known psychiatrist from a century ago proclaimed that this one element was the most surprising element that is necessary for a happy marriage. Absolutely necessary. What element? Yeah, necessary for a happy marriage. All right, so don't worry about who the psychiatrist is, just what's the element. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now we've got 11 bumper stumpers and a theme, and you'll hear the first one, I'd say within the next 10 minutes or so, 20 at most. So that's my deal. Now, you haven't heard any of my bumpers yet, and you just heard my question, so you haven't had a lot of time to think about it yet. But maybe you've picked your own category, and sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. All right, so whatever it is, strut your stuff and let's hear it. 888-876-5593. Lining up even before the show was Mitch in Baghdad. Now let's get the magic twanger out so we can say hi to Mitch. And yes, Baghdad checks in. All right, Mitch, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
We got snow flurries all day long and no accumulation, so.
Well, that's nice, no accumulation. What's the temperature?
27.
Okay, well, you could get accumulation. Hopefully it won't accumulate on the roads before morning.
No, it looked like we were in a snow globe.
Oh, wow, all
right. It was pretty, and it fell down, and it disappeared.
All right, I like it. So you want to do 5x5 tonight?
Yeah. I've tried to pick my own categories. I thought I could get it, but I had Golden Girls once and Wizard of Oz, and I was like, let's see what my general knowledge skills are, I guess.
All right, and this is thanks to Lisa and Laura. What kind of animal is a palomino?
A horse.
Yes. In which city is St. Jude Hospital located?
Which is in the United States?
Oh, yes, St. Jude's. Big, remember Danny Thomas and all that? Big Children's Hospital?
I'm going to have to guess. I have no idea. Milwaukee?
Memphis. Well, you got it with an M. That's interesting.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, you're allowed one more wrong out of your five.
Okay.
So, which film features the famous line, of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine?
That would be Casablanca.
Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
What ship went down in Lake Superior November 1975? And gave us a 6-minute and 2-second song that unfortunately was a hit.
Let's see. Oh my God. The something Fitzgerald?
Yeah. The what Fitzgerald?
Ella Fitzgerald or something. Scott's Fitzgerald. Scott's Fitzgerald, right?
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Edmund, I knew it was something Fitzgerald.
Call next week.
Does that count?
No.
Oh.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks,
Okay, thanks.
Ellie.
Okay, bye. All right. So, the Ella Fitzgerald, oh, man. All right, well, why not? 888-876-5593. Made me laugh, and always good to hear from Mitch. All right, so we have Barry in New Hampshire. Back to the Beatles. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Rolly. I didn't do too well in the five questions last week.
Oh, so you were going back to what you know so well.
Well, hopefully. So is the answer to your question, is it love or communication?
Neither.
Okay.
Okay. So, as you know, the Beatles got an Academy Award for the Best Original Song Score, and they got 15 Ivor Novello Awards. How many Grammys did the Beatles get? Not nominated for, but were awarded.
Oh, wow. Six?
Seven. Oh, no, seven. Oh. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay, bye. Yeah, now you're probably saying, well, what were those seven? And I'd have to tell you, I got to look that up because I don't know. All right, so I just see them on the printed page. But it'd be interesting to find out what seven Grammys did they get. Let's see what they were. All right, so we have here, yeah, seven, along with several honorary technical and posthumous awards. But no, we no. List an award. Okay, no, they want to show me a film. Do not show me a film. All right, so let's do something a little easier here. And, of course, a lot of awards like Billboard Music Awards and the American Music Awards and, you know, all sorts of other awards. Okay, 1965, they won for Best New Artist and Hard Day's Night, Best Performance by a Vocal Group. So that's two in 1965. 1967, Song of the Year was Michelle. Also 1967, Album of the Year was Revolver. 1968, Best Contemporary Album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. 1971, Best Original Score Written for a Motion Picture or a Television Special, Let It Be, The Beatles, 1971. They also won for Best Music Video Long Form for the Beatles Anthology. 1997, Best Music Video Short Form, Free as a Bird. And 2025, they won for Best Rock Performance, Now and Then. All right, well, that's I wouldn't have guessed the latter ones, but I'm not sure I would have guessed the former ones either, but there you have that. All right, so we'll get to Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, who wants his 5x5. We've got Naoto in Japan. We'll do Myers-Briggs. Let's see. Ruth and Gurney wants White Sage. All right, why not? And Marty and Whiting wants 5x5. There's room available for you, too, if you want to get in on the action on Monday Night Trivia. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, your first bumper stumper, coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Fools will be fools. That's why they call it out. Fools will be fools. They never obey the rules. No wonder they are fools. That's why they fall in love.
Fools will be fools. That's why they fall in love.
Fools always say, I think I'll take a chance on this game of romance. That's why they fall in love.
Fools will be fools. That's why they fall in love. Love is conquered heart and soul. Love is conquered young and old. Love is played by fools like me. So why don't
Daniel.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Enjoying that just a little too much. All right, you absolutely know this group, but you only know them for one song, and that wasn't it. Sorry about that, but that was 1959 on Argo. So who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, so let's see what we have here. We've got a first-time caller, and we defer to first-time callers no matter what. So Rick is in Melrose Park. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling, Rick.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. I listen to you all the time, but I have never called. But I listen to you all the time.
Well, I am delighted. And it says that you want Elton John trivia.
Yeah, I know quite a bit about him, but we'll see how I do.
you're going to do very well on this, I can tell. What Elton John hit begins with the line, "It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside"?
Oh, a little bit. My song?
Oh, man. You're so close. It's called Your Song.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Call me next week. We'll try something else.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so good to meet Rick. Yeah, well, he got song, so that's half of the battle. All right, so let's see what we have. I believe Naoto is in Japan. Well, I know that. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, as always.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. So, are you out walking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna about to walk, but I'm just walking at my apartment right now.
Okay, well, good. All right, so we're going to talk about Myers-Briggs, of course. And this is a group that scored highest on the value tough-minded, self-oriented assertiveness, and lowest on the value of obedience to the chain of command, complying with authority. Who are they? And I'll tell you,
I have
more than anything else, this group dislikes groupthink. They are independent thinkers.
Huh. I think they are at least like TJ types, right?
Well, no. Keep going.
Oh. No. They're independent thinker. I have three types in my mind.
Okay, let's hear them all.
Well, my first guess was ENTJ?
No. By the way, I'll tell you, you got two of them right out of the four.
Ah, I see. Maybe ENTP?
Did you say ENTP?
Yes, I did.
Well, oh, man, you're just so close. Come on, you can do this.
Oh, INTP.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Oh man,
that was a gift, I tell you what. Yes. And, they want to learn alone. They do not want to learn in large groups. They're the INTP. All right, hang on. Don't go away, Naoto. Now eventually we mail out prizes. You're doing this for the fun of it, as you probably know, but we do take your information down. Eventually you get a certificate for every win and something else you don't want. And I just thought to myself, mailing all that to Japan, that's going to be an expensive prize, but we'll be doing it because you get something for every win. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, what does Billy Bob and Bourbon A have to say for his bad self? What's going on, Billy Bob?
Hey, 82nd time caller.
How about that?
What was that trivia question? I'd like to take a stab at it.
Oh, good. I'm delighted that you will.
I think I got the answer.
Oh, good. I like your thought. A well-known psychiatrist from a century ago proclaimed that this one element is the most surprising element that is absolutely necessary for a happy marriage. What?
I'll say helium.
No.
Oh, doggone it. And then I got a request before I get quizzulated here.
Of course you do.
That guy was talking about the Beatles. Well, this is kind of related with George Harrison.
Yeah.
He had the last number one hit as a non-Beatle Beatle, or do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it was I got the world set on you or something.
Got my mind set on you, a remake.
And anyway,
they
said that was from a song from the 1950s. It was a B-side of a record.
It's James Ray. It was the 60s, but yeah.
You answer my question.
Yeah, James Ray.
And if you could, I'd like to hear his version of that song and see how it compares it to George Harrison, if you could play it.
Oh, sure, I've got it.
And see what the A-side of the record was. It was supposed to be the big hit.
Well,
no. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, right. Well, James Ray is only known for one record, and that would be If You Gotta Make a Fool of Somebody. But
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the deal. But
you answered me that. But if you could play that, I'd appreciate it.
All right. All right. So, yeah. And let's see there. And okay. I've got it. I think that was it was on Caprice. And trying to think of what was on the flip of it, though. Let's see.
Well, They Got My Mind Set on You was supposed to be a flip side.
Yeah, right. It's a B-side, but I don't remember.
I was wondering what the A-side was.
Yeah, I know. And I've got it here, so I'll have to
I'm talking in circles.
I'll have to go pull the 45 and look, but I'll be happy to play it for you. Okay.
And thanks for playing Corina for me last week,
too. Oh, sure. Sure. Did you like it?
Yeah, you got it in there right quick this last week.
All right, good deal. All right, well, got my mind set on you as well. We'll do that quickly. All right, good deal. Thanks.
Quiz, I guess.
Oh, yes, right. I'll do that. I'll do that, of course. You want 5x5, do you?
You betcha.
Who played Opie Taylor on Andy Griffith?
Well, Ron Howard.
Yes. What is it called when a person has yellowing skin?
Oh, how about jaundice?
Yeah, jaundice, of course. The craft of millinery makes what?
Hats.
Yeah, just got to get one more. Which 1964 book features a nanny who flies with an umbrella and makes medicine taste like cherries?
Oh, Chitty Chitty, let's see. Bang Bang Song.
No.
Mary Poppins.
Yes, absolutely right.
Mary Poppins, mean.
Yep, four out of five is all we need, so you got it. Hang on, don't go away.
All right. Bye-bye.
Absolutely right. 888-876-5593. Oh, we've got a bumper guess already. I'm delighted to hear that. So let's immediately, well, first we'll put Billy Bob on hold because he got that right. So, I meant to change the battery on the Magic Twanger, but I didn't, so we'll just throw it against the wall again. All right. Oh, God, I think I hung up on Billy Bob. Billy Bob, you'll have to, I think. Maybe not. I'm not sure. It's come to that. I'm just not sure. All right. So, Robert in LaGrange, I know that we have Robert. Well, I think so anyway. So, Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, Robert.
Okay.
I'd like to take a guess on the first bumper stumper. Could it have been the Impalas?
No, it could not have been.
Oh, it kind of reminded me of I ran all the way home.
I'm sorry? You thought it sounded like Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home? Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. But this is a group, and you know this group, because this one record that they had the hit on, which I won't tell you what it is, but it's huge. You know the record.
Oh, could I take a second guess?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, how about the Monotones?
Now you got it.
Oh, really? Oh, great. That was my first guess, and I switched to Impalas. They say you should stick to your first.
Yes, you always should. So, yes, the Monotones, who, of course, what was their big hit?
Book of Love.
Yes, who wrote the Book of Love? So, yes, Fools Will Be Fools, 1959 on Argo. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So we have a winner with Robert in LaGrange. And we have the news. And then we'll be back with another bumper stumper and a first-time caller. So Mary in Melrose Park, hang on. Don't go away. The news takes a few minutes. And then there's obviously a few commercials. And then we get back to it right here. So don't go away on WGN Radio. Down and my mind.
under the weather. Whenever I'm on the ground, I need someone to get me together. And I dig everything about you, and I wanna say that I can't live without you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, so there's your second bumper stomper. Yeah. 1970 on Colossus. Yeah. Oh, man. That's how it went bad. But is a fine song. And they had another fine song on Colossus as well. But who are they? So I won't give you any more hints on that. All right. So we defer to first-time callers. We got another one in Melrose Park. Mary, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
So you want Andy Griffith TV trivia, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good. Well, the character of Sheriff Andy Taylor was actually introduced before The Andy Griffith Show in a 1960 episode of this well-known comedy. What
Danny
was
Thomas.
Yes, absolutely right. Very good. You're a winner.
Yep.
And the prizes are worthless. Eventually, you get a certificate, takes forever, and you get something else you don't want, like a tablet or a 45 or something like that. But hang on, you did it for the fun of it, and I'm glad you called, Mary. Don't go away. All right, so we'll get Mary's address, and eventually, I'm not even going to guess when, but eventually she gets something. All right, so great to... Oh, and I just hung up on her. Great. Mary, call me back. This is entirely my fault. I know. It's been years since I switched programs where hold and drop were reversed. Yet, like any old dog, I can't seem to learn a new trick. So, Mary, please call us back. That's entirely my fault. Yeah, so what else is new, right? All right, Alex is in Round Lake. Welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going, Alex?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. So we're going to talk the Beatles, are we? I should have been ready for
I guess.
You. Yeah. Well, you know enough about them to choose them, so that's good enough for me. Let's see what we can do here. All right. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what would be appropriate. So let's see. This song ended the 6 years of dominance on the Hot 100, the U.S. national charts for the Beatles. What was it?
Once again, what was that?
This is the song that ended the Beatles' dominance on the pop charts. It was the last single in the U.S., not in Britain, but in the U.S. And it was the last number one song they had.
Long and Winding Road?
Absolutely right. So there you go. Very good. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So excellent. Now we'll not hang up on him. See, I'll put him on hold. There, I did that successfully. And Mary called back, so she's talking to John right now. So all is well. Again, not that the prizes mean anything, but I'm still not trying to hang up on you. That's for sure. Ruth is in Gurnee. How's it going, Ruth?
Hi, Rally. You know, you often don't get anyone with the name Mary calling, and I wonder if this was the first time your first caller was Melrose Park. I know Melrose Park well.
Yeah.
And while I have this, there's somebody that I've often thought about, and it's been years and years and years. Jay Butler. I know her dad, Judge Butler, probably passed away, and I'd love to have told him that my grandsons are Butler Ogdens. Even Jay would be interested. So don't know what the message would pass on to her, but she'll know. She'll remember who I was. She got her airline job through Canelli Law Firm, by the way,
right,
Jay. So back to the sage. Now, I really wondered about my question you would answer. So there was a specific reason why I asked this, because I recently learned something that totally surprised me with its origins and whether or not there are juxtapositions for it, such as the word used in a name or an item, a color, an object. So go ahead with your question for trivia.
Okay, it says you want white sage, and I assume we're talking about that which is primarily used for spiritual and ceremonial cleansing, purification, that white sage?
Well, I don't know the difference between the regular...
Well, no, I didn't want it to be like a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby, all right? So we are talking about this.
Well, this is the year of the horse.
Yeah.
Rowley, the year of the horse, not the year of the dog.
Yeah, so all right. All right, and it was also traditionally used for medicinal purposes. But what I want to know, in its spiritual or ceremonial cleansing use, what is the practice? How is it used?
Well, that's going to be a simple one for me. It's burning, but here's
no, it's not. No, it's not. Now, see, it's a form. Burning would be a, but you can't just burn it. No, no, it's not. Now, you got to do better than that.
It's not burning, which is the common.
No, it's not the common. You got to understand how it's used. It wouldn't be burning.
Is it given a like an equation?
It's a form of burning, but it has a specific name.
Oh, aerosol spray? I can't.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, and I think it'll sound familiar, but if not, you look it up, and that it's smudging.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Smudging. You
forgot
don't
all
burn
about that.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know why I forgot about
right.
that.
Right, smudge it. You've got to shake it up and down, and then all the fumes come out and all that. Smudging. Okay.
Okay, so which would be the most effective? But this is the thing. Someone recently told me that the whole thing starts with Native American Indians and that they only allow Hispanic people to burn it. So what I'm trying to find out is that accurate?
No. No, no. It is... some white sage is native to the Southwest U.S. and Mexico, but it has thousands of years of history, and as far as that goes. And smudging cleans a space of energy. But since it's native to Southwest America, I assume that early users were Indians, but not the way we think of it today.
Okay, well, I heard about the smudging, and I'm not too sure how that's done. What do they do when they smudge?
Well, you put it in something, and then you kind of shake it up and down a little as you're walking, and the fumes come out, and I don't know, it's just, you know, or you can gather it together and wave it around, but it's smudging. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, if it's grown as a plant, a leaf, so
yeah.
how does it go into the smudging where it would smudge?
Well,
I mean,
you know, it's
how do you break it down?
Right, I don't know. You just do. I don't
Rowley
know.
Rowley doesn't know. That's a first.
No, I have no idea. This has been around for centuries. And as far as that goes, so, prior to when we think of Native Americans, but it is indigenous to this area.
Well, all right. Well, yeah. send your trivia winners postage, Year of the Horse, especially the guy from Japan.
Oh, God.
Just think how little it would cost to send postage of the Year of the Horse.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Appreciate
good
it.
Good night.
All right. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what causes it to, you know, do what it does, but it does. Marianne Winkowski used to actually sell this stuff and for smudging. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right. And many years ago, when I was in the Rosicrucians, oh, God, this goes back, what, 50-something years, thought I'd try that, too, Ancient Mystical Order of Rosicrucia. They did a lot of that, a lot of smudging. All right. I don't think they still have those lodges, but they might. All right. So we'll get to Lisa and Dundee. And Steve is in Omaha. I was talking about Omaha today, actually. Yeah. Why we never see road construction done by Kiewit anymore. All right, it's a long story. And Marty in Whiting, and there's room for you too. Plenty of it, actually, right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Go, 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 go. Hurry, 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 hurry. Get. I get over to Friendly Loan. We want to see you at Friendly Loan. That neighborly low-cost, long-term, uptown, no-down payment company.
My baby said she'd marry me, but there was just one thing. I had to go and buy her a great big diamond ring. I didn't have no money, I didn't know where to go, until I heard that fella say on the radio,
I get, I get over to Friendly Loan. Hurry over to Friendly Loan. All you have to do is sign on the dotted line, and the money is there and the treatment is fine. That's Friendly Loan. We want to see you at Friendly Loan. That neighborly low-cost, long-term, uptown, no-down payment company.
Well, after we both said I do, we had to move somewhere. Found us an apartment, but oh my, it was bare. Didn't have no money to fix the place up nice. Then I recalled that friendly voice with that good advice.
I get, I get over to Friendly Loan. Hurry over to Friendly Loan. That neighborly low-cost, long-term, uptown, no-down payment company.
Well, everything was wonderful.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, you know how that's going to end. They repossess it, of course. But anyway, yes, and one of my favorites, actually. Who are they? And what's the theme? 888-876-5593. Steve is in Omaha. All right, so Steve, let's see. Why is this doing nothing? Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Steve?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good, good.
So
you mentioned Kiewit. They're plenty busy here.
You know, it started because I saw some road construction. I was saying to John, you know, I remember for decades, anytime I'd see road construction be, you know, a Kiewit Corporation project, and I just have not, they might still be doing it, but I've not seen that advertised in years. And actually, the home office for a company I worked for was in Kiewit Plaza. And I remember going there once in the early 70s, and it was under massive reconstruction. And someone, I said, "What's going on?" They said, "Well, you know, Warren Buffett's offices are here." I said, "Who's that?" You know, so.
Yep, it still exists.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's probably been remodeled a few times since then. So yeah.
They've built a whole new campus, of course.
Yeah. That's what I'd expect. But yeah, Kiewit was everywhere, and like I say, maybe they still are, but you don't see the signs much anymore.
Well, I won't tell you about all the road construction here, but anyway.
All right, so what are we worried? Oh, you know a bumper. All right, what'd you hear you
well,
know?
Well, I hope the one, the previous bumper, was that the mob?
Absolutely.
I dig everything about you?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Woo-hoo. Yes, you betcha. James Holvey, you know, who later wrote all that Buckingham stuff and all. Yes, and he wrote that. So, absolutely, you are a winner. Now, again, the prizes are worthless, but I'm so glad you called. It takes forever to get something, but hang on, eventually you do. Don't go away.
Awesome, thanks.
All right, good deal. So, yeah, so I was telling John, Omaha is a very underrated city. It's really, I think it's a great place, and you just don't hear that much about it. Maybe that's good. You don't hear bad things about it either, so I guess that is good. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself? And thank you. Are you kidding? I couldn't do the show without you.
Well, Laura and I love what we do.
No, it means the world to me because usually I'm stuck. Like tonight, it was terrible. I tend to go places and completely forget my laptop when I leave. So I had to drive all the way back to where I was, and I thought, I'll never make it in time. And I thought to myself, well, thank God I can easily come up with a theme for Bumper Stumpers, and 5x5 will get me through it. So
there you go.
You.
Yeah, and it's great because we've become good friends, and it's
good.
Really nice that, you know, we have that to share. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've got a couple of responses to your trivia question.
All right. A well-known psychiatrist from a century ago proclaimed that this one element, the most surprising element, but absolutely necessary for a happy marriage. What element?
Oh, now, a century ago.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part. Well, I'm just going to go with my list.
Yeah.
For me, it would have to be laughter or a sense of humor.
Nope. What else?
Well, then I've got separate bank accounts.
No. What else?
separate bathrooms.
I love that idea, but no. Next.
And sleep in separate beds.
That's good, too, but no.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's all I have.
Well, that's all right, and we're going to work on some Seinfeld trivia, I do believe.
Yes, let's try that.
That sounds good. And what I want to know is, why does Elaine break up with Carl, the mover, who relocates Jerry's old couch to her apartment?
Oh, because he doesn't believe in abortion.
You're absolutely right. Yes, 100% right. She stated it would be a deal breaker in any potential relationship.
It really is, too. Yep.
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever asked anyone what their opinion of that was.
No, of course not. No.
But then again, I didn't
watch it. She asks, prior to that, in that same episode, she asks the owner of the restaurant she's dining at,
oh, no,
what his beliefs are. And then, of course, nobody ever agrees with her, so then they have to leave the restaurant.
Oh, jeez.
You know, yeah, it's just a big thing, but it's funny.
Well, very good. Well, you're absolutely right, so hang on. We'll add to your stash.
Okay, great.
Okay,
thanks. Have a good week.
You too. All right, so, yeah, that's I never saw that show, but just from the questions alone, it sounds interesting. All right, so I believe, speaking of Lisa, we're about to do some 5x5. Marty in Whiting. So, Marty, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Can't complain.
Good. Good. So, 5x5. What medicine temporarily removes wrinkles?
Oh, I thought I got to guess the topic.
Oh, I thought that. Why? I thought you wanted 5x5. Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought that's when you come up with your own topic.
No, you can absolutely come up with your own topic. What 5x5 is five simple questions, and you have to get 4 out of 5 right. But you don't have to do that. You can pick a topic. What's your topic?
Okay. I'll remember this next time I talk to John. Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. All right. Well, now, see, I'm not prepared for this, but I can do it. And we talked actually last week, and I had something in mind last week and then blew it. I do know what it was.
I'll remember this next week.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right. I mentioned before in his Nashville days, and that's what we're going to talk about between 1962 and 1965, that he was not in demand for session work because he was so innovative on his own. However, there was one studio that used him regularly. And which studio was it?
Hmm. Is it a real famous studio?
Well, yes, it's actually two words, and one of them would be famous for one particular artist. I mean, they had hundreds of artists, but one huge one that you would know. The other would be famous because of their country connection. They were located in Madison, and it was actually pretty major hub. They did R&B and rockabilly and a lot of country. And Hendrix recorded there regularly. And it was right after his stint at Fort Campbell. And he primarily worked with bassist Billy Cox. In fact, they formed a group, the King Casuals. And, they actually, if you looked at the early Night Train show, you'd see him on that, because where that was filmed at WLAC. But, I would consider this studio famous, but you may not.
I told you I was born in 63, but the only studio I can think of is Sun Studios, but that's not it. So
And that's in Memphis. All right. Yeah. Well, actually, they did have a place in Nashville, but no. It was Starday King. And Starday was mostly country. King, of course, King Records out of Cincinnati was just huge. So what happened was in 1968, Hal Neely, who owned Starday, bought King Records after Sid Nathan died. And so that's when they combined the two, and that's when a lot of R&B, including James Brown, was cut at Starday King. And everybody like Red Solvine doing Phantom 309, followed by James Brown. So that's what it was. Actually, originally, the label was sold to Lynn Broadcasting, and then to Tennessee and Recording, and then to Gusto. But it was right there on Dickerson Pike, and it was a major recording hub. They demolished it just a couple of years ago.
You learn something new every day.
So now you know, Starday King. All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right, yes, and Jimi Hendrix was a regular, and again, there were a lot of studios that wouldn't use him because he was innovative, and that's not what they were expecting as far as that goes. They built Star Day King in 1960. It was originally Star Day, and a number of things happened there, but, you know, everybody from Dottie West and Minnie Pearl to, you know, Pete Drake, all recorded there. And so it was Hoss Allen, yeah, recorded there, the guy who was on WLAC for years. But James Brown, who recorded Sex Machine, yeah, right there in 1970. Superbad. And Hot Pants was there, too, as well, right in Nashville. So there. All right. It was for a while state-of-the-art. And gone now, absolutely gone. And I know they were trying to do some type of a, you know, make it a historic landmark or whatever, but 2022 they tore it down. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to some 5x5, or did we? I think we did. We did that with Marty, I think. All right, well, whatever. We've got two more hours. Yeah, I'll be confused through all of them, but that's all right. We've got more bumper stumpers. Now, it's interesting. You got the monotones. Yeah, you did. And then, James Holvey with the Mob. You got that. So last one you didn't, but there's another one coming up. Yeah, a Miami group that went and changed their name and recorded in Nashville, actually, not at Star Day King at Monument. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's a Miami record. Yeah, 1964. Who are they? Yeah, later changed their names and were on Monument and later in the decade. Yeah, with one record. But back in 64, I thought it was just a great. So it was on a little label called Angie. I have no idea. I'm not sure I ever saw another one on Angie. But nonetheless, the Soul stations played it, but the Top 40 station wouldn't. And I remember talking to Charlie Murdoch about this, saying, "You got to play this." He said, "That would be no." Oh, well. So I got it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Mike is in Janesville. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right.
I used to work at a Native American tribal school, and we had smudging there.
Okay, good.
They used sage.
Yep, sage, very, very common for that, absolutely. But, you know, you don't actually light it on fire. You get it to where it kind of burns, I don't know, like a cigarette or whatever. Is there some method to get it to do that?
Yeah, you wet it a little bit first, and, yeah, you
okay.
Get it to kind of like an ember without any open flame.
Exactly,
and I'm a recovering Catholic, so
well, then you're used to this.
Well, the Excelsior, I think, is what they called it when they brought that down the middle aisle in the church services.
Right.
And then there were smudge pots that they use in all the orange fields.
Right.
And,
right.
So, yeah, smudging has a lot of different connotations, like you said.
Yeah, it goes way, way back. So so they're about it. Yeah, I know some people who think they have spirits in their homes and stuff will start smudging both sage and the white stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's just aromatic. Yeah, the aroma's there for a while, but I'm not sure the spirits leave. So.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Are there any ritual that somebody chooses to do it with?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Why not? So, yeah, speaking of rituals, I was just talking with Adam. Tomorrow's ritual is the State of the Union address. So I have no idea if we're going to be late or not, but I'm thinking we probably will because it starts at 8 o'clock on Eastern, on Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. And the president has said it will be a very long speech. So exactly how much of a show we're going to do tomorrow night, I don't know yet. We'll find out.
Yeah, I know. Well, if we get lucky, Northwestern basketball will go into double overtime. You won't have to listen to them at all.
Oh, no, that's great if they do. But I suggested they just start it from the beginning whenever it was over. But, of course, after the speech, they have to have the rebuttal, don't you know? And then the other side has to rebut the rebuttal. So it could be a while.
Well,
so
you do have the, well, I know how you run your station, so knowing you, I'd just cut in and say, hey, it's Tuesday night with Raleigh.
I don't think WGN's going to do that, but whatever they do is fine with me. But I it was John who came in here during this. He said, do you realize that's going to make you late? I said, no, I never even thought about it, but now I have, so we'll see. All right. So we're going to do some 5x5, are we?
Oh, I'm going to stay with it until it kills me.
You're going to do well. Who was Miley Cyrus's Disney Channel alter ego? What was her character known as? Miley Cyrus.
Is that Hannah Montana?
Absolutely. Hannah Montana is absolutely right. Which one of Ben Cartwright's sons on Bonanza died in real life while the series was still on?
Well, I think that was Dan Blocker.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you remember what the character's Hoss. Name was?
Hoss.
Yeah, they were all Hoss, but yeah. Eric, Big Hoss. But yes, Dan Blocker, very good. We're taking that. All right. A haberdashery.
Well, only one Hoss.
Yeah, well, Big Hoss. I don't know. What do I know? You're right. A haberdashery sells what?
Well, clothing. Do you have to be more specific?
Well, yeah, come on. You can give me a gender.
Suits and whatever for male?
Yeah, men's clothing. Absolutely right. Who starred in That Girl?
Good old Marlo Thomas.
Absolutely. Well, that's 4 out of 5, so that's all you need. Did very well.
Well, yay.
How about that?
After WGN and WLS, I was about ready to...
No, we kept radio out of it entirely.
Well, now I know him. Ask me again.
Right, exactly. Well, we'll pick other call letters next time. But
then I won't know him.
Yeah. So especially the ones that are exciting because they're named after insurance companies. Those are the real thrillers, like WLAC stands for Life and Casualty. All right. So nonetheless, you are a winner. Again, the prizes are worthless, but eventually you get something. Don't go away. All right. So,
I will not. Good. Thanks.
Now, we're not going to hang up on Mike. We're going to hit hold. Let me look carefully at this. Hold is on the left. All right, very good. Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, let's see. Stan. Stan heard a bumper. Oh, he probably knows them all. All right, Stan, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. I've got a couple bumpers that I know.
Okay.
And the last one, the Mar-Vells.
Yes, the Mar-Vells, yes. Who were
Mar-Vells.
Also, they were also the Fabulettes.
Fabulous. Yeah, I've got it on butane.
Butane label. Butane was later. That was later in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yes, it was originally on Angie.
And they were from Miami?
Yes, they were.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, they absolutely were. Miami had one of the most underrated soul communities ever. You know, Sam and Dave came out of it, and many others as well. That Northwest 2nd Avenue was like the place. And the Marvells, I think her name was Annette Snell, who was the Marvells. And I just thought they were terrific. And later, yeah, Butane re-released that. And I remember Donnie G on WMBM played that almost every night and loved it.
Yeah, they played on WJLB and WCHB here.
Yeah,
Detroit.
Yeah. So that's that was probably the Butane version when they re-released it. Yes, absolutely.
Probably, yeah. I think I got it. You know, bought it when it first came out, when I first heard it.
Okay,
it's a great song.
It is. You know, so it just is. I agree.
Had to have it for the car record player. You know.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Play it loud. Yeah.
Before that, we had Friendly Loans.
Yes.
By the Marcells.
Of course. I just love that song. I wish it had done something. I just thought it was one of the best songs ever, especially when they got to the repossession part.
That's another one. They just played on the soul stations here.
Yes.
You very seldom heard it on the
right,
pop station.
Right. Here. I know. Just wrong. Well, very good. Well, you're going to know the rest of them, too, so you'll have to call me back and identify them, because I guarantee you, you will know the next one, and no one else will.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't got the theme yet. I'm thinking it seems like, let's see, we had the Monotones and the Mob and Marcells and Marvells. All M so far.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's really interesting is that was not going to be the theme originally if I had more time. What I was going to do was groups with the same name but completely different groups, and several of them come under that M category. But I ran out of time to find enough of them, so I said, oh, hell, they're all named M, and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but you'll know the rest. I'm convinced, and I'm also convinced
okay.
that probably no one else will. So always good to hear from you, Stan.
Okay, thanks,
right,
Raleigh.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so yeah, I knew Stan would. He'll know the next one, and I'll do a challenge to you. Will you know the next one? Well, we'll see. All right, we'll get there in moments. In the meantime, we'll check out Paul in Woodstock, and Paul wants 5 by 5. All right, so. Let's, all right, yeah, I've got to put a new battery in this. Sooner or later, it's not going to like being thrown against the wall. Paul in Woodstock, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Riley.
We're going to do 5 by 5, huh?
I will try, yes.
Okay. Who starred in All About Eve and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
So that was,
You can do this.
I know this.
Yes, you do.
Betty Davis.
Yes, absolutely right. Which city is referred to as the birthplace of jazz?
New Orleans.
Yes. What is the London clock from 1859 called?
The London clock from...
Yeah, they renamed...
So you're not talking about the clock in, like, not Big Ben, but...
Yes, Big Ben, that's exactly right. Which, by the way, you know, they renamed in 2012. It's no longer Big Ben. It's now...
I didn't know that.
It's now Elizabeth Tower.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I liked Big Ben myself. All right, so let's see. What did Katy Perry and Gayle King do together for 11 minutes?
That sounds weird.
No, oh, I know. Yeah, no, it's not as good as it sounds, but yeah. So get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay.
Katy Perry and Gayle King did this together for 11 minutes.
Sang one of her songs. I don't know.
Flew in Jeff Bezos's rocket.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'd forgotten. Yeah, I knew Katie went up, but I'd forgotten Gayle was up there also.
Elizabeth Taylor married many times, but only once did she marry the same person twice. Who was he?
Richard Burton.
Absolutely right. That's 4 out of 5. You're a winner.
Great.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so yes, it's as easy as that. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. You know, I have a question there. I've been short shrift here on my question. I should have told you this right after the news. This is a well-known psychiatrist from a century ago, and he proclaimed that one element fact, the most surprising element, but this one element was absolutely necessary for a happy marriage. All right, what element is absolutely necessary for a happy marriage? Yeah, if you say so. It's documented, so I guess it's right, but wouldn't have been on my list, that's for sure. What do you think? 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, and I think Anita from Beloit is going to take a guess on that, actually. So, Anita, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Good evening.
Glad you called. What you think?
What do I think? Well, I got three things I want to talk to you about, but first I'm going to take a guess on that. In the 26 and a half years that I was married, the one major thing that stood out in that marriage, and I think it stands out in all marriages, marriage is one huge experiment in compromise.
Interesting. That's not it, but that's
nope.
Interesting.
Nobody's ever right. Nobody's ever wrong. It's compromise.
I like it. Not and right, but I like it.
And then there's faith.
Nope.
There's hope.
Nope.
There's love.
Nope.
And there's forgiveness.
Nope.
And forgetting.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. That ends that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the other thing, next thing I wanted to say is that James Ray got you, got my mind set on you.
Yeah, the flip side was always. Okay. It was always. It was on Dynamic. I looked it up.
You looked it up, too?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was on Dynamic.
I looked it up, and of course, you know, it's on Google, and of course, everyone
oh.
on the computer is absolutely 100% true.
Oh no! I say I didn't do that. No, Google has let me down too many times. So no. I didn't look it up that way. I just looked it up in my database. Oh God!
It says on here that I got my mind set on you with the A side, and always was on the B side.
It's
and that's why I said no. I remember her saying
yeah.
that. That it was reversed.
Right, always was.
And I was like,
yeah. Always was the A side.
That's why I said it's always right, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, the funniest thing is occasionally when I'm looking up something that I just can't find in any database I have, I'll just ask Google mm-hmm. just to see what I get. And what I've discovered is Google is very deficient when it comes to R&B, particularly old R&B. Maybe more recently, yes.
Yeah.
But the 50s, oh, man. And I was looking for a writer. And Robert Morrison, actually, and couldn't find anything about what else he had written besides the one song I was looking up. And so I mm-hmm. asked the question, and it says to me, you must mean Van Morrison. And I'm like, in your dreams?
Whoa!
In your dreams. So, of course, you know, this goes to how many hits and how many times people, nobody else is looking for Robert Morrison. So, you know, I'm not going to find anything, but. There you have it.
Yeah, I put in the name of the song, knowing because you know it was the same name of the song, and it came up with both. It came
yeah.
up George Harrison and the other fellow, and I was like, well, we know it's the other fella, so so I pulled up that, and then I went looking for the actual record, and it came up with both of the songs on the. I said,
right.
Well, what was on the other side of the record?
Right.
And so then it came up with Always.
Yeah, that was definitely the A side on the Dynamic label.
Yeah.
But James Ray was great.
Yeah.
He did If You Gotta Make a Fool of Somebody, which was a wonderful song.
So, okay.
Yeah. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing had to do with the smudging. And I looked that up. Now, when I moved into my home here, the woman next door to me was an Indian woman. Okay,
uh-huh.
And she insisted on coming over and getting the bougie, bad medicine out of my house.
Okay.
Okay, and evidently this was done a couple different ways. And she brought the sage over. It was a bundle of sage. It was all
right.
Tied up.
Right.
Okay, and they she lit it on fire, and then she put it out because it was smoldering.
Right.
And she went around my house, and she waved it around so there's smoke all over the house.
Yes.
And then she put the gas of smoke so that it went all over me. And I was like, okay. And I was all good with that. I was like, great, let's get the bad bougie out of here. So we're good. And I thanked her profusely because I know that there had to have been probably some bad stuff going on in the house somewhere here. So I was really happy with that. And then I kind of looked it up because I remembered something else, too. So I went to my computer, and I do remember this. And I think this is probably the traditional way because I've been to a couple of, every year the Indians get together, the powwows, the Indian powwows. And I've been to a couple of those. And I think this is what I've seen. And it says here, process, herbs are lit in a heat-resistant bowl, traditionally an abalone shell, though some traditions use other bowls, allowed to smolder, and the smoke is fanned over oneself or others using hands or a feather. And what I've seen is that they use the feather.
Yeah. Works for me.
So it is. It involves the smoke. You know, you're allowing it. You are lighting it, but you are putting it back out. It's almost like an incense,
right?
Used like an incense, but you're fanning it over the person to get the bad vibes off that person or from whatever. And they take it very seriously.
Yeah,
and I can see how that because you know I can get that. You know, they believe in it, and honest to God, she was very serious. When the woman came over to my house, she was very serious about it. And let me tell you, I was all for it. Anything that, you know, is going to get the bad vibes out of my house.
Did it work?
Everything. I think so, yeah. I haven't had anything bad happen here.
Well, that's
I haven't had any ghosts or anything. In one of my other houses, a woman had died in that house. The woman who lived in my house before me died there. And what happened that first couple of weeks that I was living there, every morning I'd get up and the cupboard doors would be open in the kitchen.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, this is getting weird.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. John says I have to do this right now. So stay right where you are and we'll pick it up right after the news. Right here. Yes, indeed. Hang on WGN Radio.
Donna, why the willows cry? Donna, why the raindrops fall? I just know, darling, I love only you. Donna, why the snowflakes fall? Don't care, don't care at all. I just know I can't go on without you. Maybe someday it may be a day in June. Oh, and if that day should ever come, I know it won't be too soon. But I don't know why the roses die.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who are they? There's your bumper stumper for the moment. Yeah, always liked that. And 1959. And a group bears the name of another group that they aren't. But I remember first time I heard this, it was Alan Freed on K-Day, of all things. Yeah. Man. All right, so maybe it's just me. I think it's the piano that knocks me out. It's hard to say. But anyway, Anita in Beloit, we're back.
Hi.
Yes.
Wasn't there another song by the name of Donna? You know, it goes, oh, Donna.
Yeah, that's Richie Valens. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay. Well, at any rate, okay. Back to the cupboard doors.
Yes.
It was like 3 or 4 days in a row. I got up in the morning, and the cupboard doors are all open. And I thought, okay, fine. I've been talking to dead people since I was a kid, okay? So I was like, okay, fine. All right. this isn't going to freak me out. So I'm sitting, I thought, fine, we're going to have a talk here, lady. I knew what her name was because I was still getting mail for her.
Yeah.
So I sat down at my dining room table. I lit a white candle. I sat down with a cup of coffee. I said, we got to have a talk, honey.
Oh, this is great.
So, I mean, I know she's there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we got to have a talk. So I'm telling her, look, the house is great. They redid a whole lot of stuff. I'm going to take care of your house. I'm not going to let anything happen to it. You know, I know where your family's at. You know, if anything happens, I'll make sure they know about it. You know, I look for the light. Just look for the light. And just go ahead and go. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine. Just go ahead and go. Okay, just go. Everything will be fine. And, you know, that's all I said to her. And I had a nice conversation with her for 5-10 minutes, whatever it was. And then I said, I just told her, go. Just go. And I got off from the table. I put out the candle and I went about my business. I didn't have any more cupboard doors open.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, message received.
Yeah. 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 So she found the white light. Well, good for her.
She found the light. Yeah. It's like, go to the light, honey. Yeah. Just go to the light.
Oh, man.
Please. Just go to the light. Quit opening the cupboard door.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the light's only there for a while, you know, then it goes away. But it's a universal light. So as long as you go to, like, any funeral home or whatever, you can walk through somebody else's light. It becomes your light.
Yeah, it's like, just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, we moved the studio, and it's interesting because you never know what you're going to get. And I sort of had the feeling that maybe somebody here at one point had been an alcoholic. That's the only thing I could figure that would do the kind of damage to the cupboards that I see. It's almost like they put the dishes in wet everywhere. You know, they completely obliterated the wood. And so John and I were talking. I said, you know, I think somebody was a drunk. Meanwhile, you know, I'm horrible. I clean no matter what. If I see it, I'll clean it. You know, one of those. And so it was that I was cleaning behind the hot water heater. I know, don't start me. But anyway, I was. And what do I find? I find a crumbled up, very dusty, oh, better than that, a crushed Bud Light can. Very, you know, very, very dusty. Been there quite a while. And, you know, I didn't bother to look at the logo to try and pinpoint the years or anything. But I thought, aha, somebody. Yeah. And then I thought to myself, now, what could they have been doing that would cause them to put a Bud Light can, crushed, mind you, behind the water heater? And
hiding.
Yeah, well, you know, probably, but John reminded me, it isn't the strangest thing I've ever found in houses that we've rented. And my favorite actually goes back to this house, which, and again, I'm sure they were drunk. I found a spare rib in the back of a drawer.
And what?
A spare rib. You know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. So everything now, John says, well, does it.
Tell me that they had chewed all the meat off.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
But put the spare rib in the back of a drawer. So now everything, John is always like, well, how does it compare to the spare rib? Yes, I don't know. I don't know.
Spare rib.
Yeah, the spare rib. Yep. Well, that was always that was an odd place anyway, because they had their own well, and I should have known that this was going to be a problem, because I do the wash, and my favorite shirt, it was actually John's shirt, but it was this wonderful shade of almost a peach color, came out with green splotches on it everywhere. It looked like something from a Stephen King novel. Come to find out that there was copper in the well. And so I turned everything green. Yeah, everything green.
My God.
Yeah, right. And that was just the start of it. Yeah, I know. So then there was the mold.
Need an iron breaker.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Yes. So, good deal. So what else? What else, Anita? Yeah.
That was it.
All right.
It was just those three things. I wanted to take a, you know, I guess on the trivia, and I wanted to talk to you about the smudge, and I wanted to I wanted to talk to you on the other thing. So
excellent. Good deal.
All covered.
Well, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
bye.
No problem.
All right.
Okay, bye.
So now here is the deal. I threw out a question, and it'll go through the end of the night. And if you don't get it, it'll be next week's Straggler, and then we'll review it. It's well documented, actually. A well-known psychiatrist from a century ago proclaimed that this one element, in fact, the most surprising element, this one element was absolutely essential, necessary for a happy marriage. What element was essential for a happy marriage? I'm still laughing at Billy Bob Helium. No, that's not the idea. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jim is in Chicago. I think he's got some guesses for us. So, all right, Jim. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening to you, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm well. I've got two guesses.
Good.
One mine, one my wife's.
Okay.
Mine was thriftiness.
No.
The other, hers, it was obedience.
No, neither.
All right.
But nice try.
My guesses.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
thank
it, Jim. Okay, bye. Yeah, those are very nice guesses. They're just not right. The only thing wrong with them. All right, so we say goodbye to Jim, and I managed to disconnect that caller. All right, did it. We talked to Anita, so I can disconnect Anita. All right, I just created two lines available for you out of thin air. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Shane, oh, we're on I-39 tonight. Shane, thanks for taking me along for the ride.
Hey, Riley, how are you?
All right, so are we heading to Wisconsin or heading back to Illinois?
We are on my way to Danville, Illinois.
Okay.
From Rockford.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. And it's an interesting little interstate. I think there's only about 300 miles of it, and it shares names in a lot of them. Doesn't it run concurrently with US 20 in Rockford?
Yes, it does.
That's what I think.
And then when you get down toward... what's that college town? It runs into 55 for
right.
About 3 or 4 miles.
Right, right, yeah. And it changes that way, you know. I mean, it's, but I don't know. But they gave it an interstate designation in 1992 while I was in Rockford, actually. And
I like it because it's nice and quiet. There's not
yes.
a lot of traffic. That's why
yes.
I like it.
Yes, that's
just
the way.
Gotta watch out for the deer.
Well, there is that. But 64 used to be that way in Kentucky over there towards St. Louis, where for years nobody figured out that interstate was there. It was truly wonderful. But then after a while, they catch on. All right. So what are we doing tonight?
We'll do some mass trivia. Last week I kind of had a brain fart, so let's see how it goes tonight.
Okay. You'll remember when Radar had his tonsils out, he asked for strawberry ice cream. Well,
yes.
Turns out they had to make a trade for it. So what did Hawkeye and BJ trade to get strawberry ice cream?
Was that a barbecue grill?
Oh, man, guess something else.
No, I thought it was the Colonel's barbecue grill.
It's
or
worse.
Charcoal grill.
It's worse than that.
I guess I don't got my thinking cap on again tonight.
Oh, man. They traded a bathtub.
Oh, was it?
A bathtub.
Oh, okay. That's right, the canvas bathtub.
Yeah, the bathtub. So, call me next week and we'll do it again.
Sounds good, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
bye.
It. All right, so love to ride. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And we'll be talking to Mark from Aurora, going to do some 1975 charts coming up. And Kimberly and Dalton's got some guesses on our question. Yes, our question about that one essential element for a happy marriage, according to a psychiatrist from a century ago. Absolutely essential. What is it? And we're going to do World War II planes with Don and Beloit and 5x5 with Stacy and Algonquin. And there's still lines available for you. Well, one anyway. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Water on a flame, it will go out.
and never. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's an LA group. They shared a name with a Chicago group. Yeah, a little confusion there, but neither really had any hits. So, yeah, what the heck. On Warner Brothers in 1967, they had been on Loma, Warner's R&B label, before that, and originally were just had this little label that no one knew about, and a song that was kind of a hit in LA. So Loma immediately signed them, and nothing ever happened. But after Loma, they were on the parent label, Warner Brothers, and I thought that was a great little record. So who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Mark in Aurora wants to do charts. All right, Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, would that essential ingredient in marriage be gratitude?
No.
Oh.
And mind you, remember, this psychiatrist said essential but surprising.
Oh. How about friction?
You know, I want to give it to you. It's close enough. It's actually tension.
Tension, okay.
And it was Carl Jung.
Okay.
Carl Jung was quoted saying,
oh.
Is a conversation likely to be interesting if you know beforehand that your partner will agree with everything you say? Mentally, morally, and physically, nature has created extreme differences between man and woman so that he finds his opposite in her and she in him. This creates tension.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the chief dangers being cited in AI bots is that they always affirm everything you say.
Ooh.
And some people like to be friends with them because of that.
Yeah.
But it's dangerous because it's an artificial relationship.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Now, so are we going to
forego
charts?
Yeah, we because you
do them anyway.
No, you just won. So, I mean, we could
okay. We
could do charts anyway, I guess, for extra credit, because it's always...
Yeah, let's do them anyway.
Yeah, because you always get them all, so let's see how we do. And you won this week, 1975?
1975,
all
yeah.
Right. All right, number one, pick up the pieces.
Oh, Average White Band.
Number two, Best of My Love.
Eagles.
Number three, Some Kind of Wonderful.
Grand Funk.
Yes. Number four, Black Water.
Ah, the Doobie Brothers. I still love that song to this day.
Number five, Have You Never Been Mellow?
Olivia Newton-John.
Number six, Lonely People.
Oh, America.
Number seven, My Eyes Adored You.
Frankie Valli.
Number eight, You're No Good. Obviously a remake.
Linda Ronstadt.
I'm afraid so. Number nine, Dream.
Lennon?
Yep. Number 10, Nightingale.
Oh, my God. This might be the one that gets me. Nightingale, can you play it?
Oh, I have to do that? God, make me do it. All right, let's see. I really don't want to, but let's see if I can. Of course, it can't be worse than some of the others on that list. So, you know, and when you hear it, you'll know instantly.
Yeah,
it's not the kind of thing that you'll wonder about. So, let's see if I actually spelled. Okay, here we go. All right.
Oh, Carole King.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you'd get it. All right. Oh, good. I didn't even have to hear her sing. All right. Very good. All right. So that's the top 10. We'll see how far you get. Number 11, Look in My Eyes, Pretty Woman.
Oh, can I hear that one too?
God, this is worse. This is really bad. And you know, I was surprised it actually hit that well, that high, because I always considered it a flop, but shows you what I know. A lot of hits there, but let's see, Pretty Woman, here we are. And you should get this probably too, hopefully quickly, so
yeah.
We don't hear much of it.
Time is on my side, though the world keeps getting colder, cause I've
oh, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Thank you, gosh. How much more do you need to air this? All right, so let's see.
Yeah.
I'm nauseous. 12. I'm suddenly nauseous. Number 12, fire.
Oh, the Ohio Players.
Yes. Number 13, Sweet Surrender.
Oh, could you play that?
I was just thinking, please, dear God, don't let him ask to hear that, too. All right. Yeah.
I think I know who it is, but I want to be sure.
Why don't you just guess? Maybe I can avoid it.
Oh.
So what do you think it is?
Oh. Is it L? Is it L something?
No, it's not L anything. And apparently I've got this damn song by a bunch of people. But here's the one on the charts.
Okay.
Lost and alone on some forgotten
island. Oh, is it John Denver?
Yes, it is. Yeah, he says incredulously. Yes, it is John Denver. All right, so...
It must have been the B-side to something.
No, it's the A-side. It got to number 13 as an A-side. Really, it did.
Wow.
I know. Number 14.
Okay.
Number 14, Lady.
Dix.
Yes, absolutely. Number 15... Can't get it out of my head.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes. Okay. 16. I'm a Woman. And go
Maria
with
Maria Muldaur?
Yes, I was going to say go with the one written by Lieber and Stoller, and you did. It is Maria Muldaur. Yes. Next would be Lady Marmalade. Come on, you got to know Lady Marmalade.
Oh. Yeah, I do, but I can't get the... Oh, LaBelle?
Yes, absolutely, as in Patti LaBelle. Yes, back on the charts again.
Oh, right, Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, yep, yeah, all true. All right. This is number... I'm trying to see the numbers. I see the songs, but they've got the numbers in a color I cannot read. I think this is 18. Roll on down the highway...
Rockman Turner Overdrive.
Right. Don't call us, we'll call you. Love that song.
Yeah. That group from Denver, Sugarloaf.
Yes, absolutely. Jerry Corbetta. Yes, yes. That actually has the Columbia Records A&R department phone number at the beginning of it. So, yeah. That was my favorite part of the song. I remember when it came out, I said, oh, that number seems familiar. Yeah, I guess. All right, number 20, Express.
Express?
Yes.
BT Express?
Absolutely right. And we've ended the hour, so we'll say you aced them all. That was 20 good ones. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, good deal.
Okay, bye-bye.
So another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Do-do-do-do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who are they? I mean, they start with an M. We know it's a group, and that's your only hint. You need a label? I can actually do that, truth be known. That would be a Cadence, believe it or not. Yeah, Archie Blyer's label. Yep, 1957 on Cadence. Who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We still have we don't have our. It was Mark who obliterated our question. That's right. I got to give you another question. I'm glad I thought of that. Could have gone the whole hour and forgotten. All right. In 1910, less than a dozen people in America were employed as this. Today, almost 14,000 are employed as this. All right, still not in the millions, obviously, not like telephone operators were in 1970, but what is the deal? Less than 10 in 1910, about 14,000 a day. What's the occupation? All right, 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. Kimberly and Dalton's been waiting quite a while. So, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you still there, Kimberly? No, I think we lost Kimberly. She was going to guess on our last question. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Was anybody else guessing on our last question? Jim called back with a trivia guess, but I'm pretty sure that was our last question, too. But let me see. Are you there, Jim? No, Jim gave up. Who could blame him? All right, so that's our new question now. Less than 10 doing this in 1910. 14,000 doing this today. Doing what? All right, 888-876-5593. Now, with that in mind, I believe that Stacy in Algonquin's been waiting quite a while. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How you feeling?
Oh, terrific.
Yay. Like hearing that. So, we're going to...
How are you feeling?
Yeah. Not the best day, but hey, I'm sitting erect, so I can't complain. All right. So, yeah. So, we're going to do 5x5?
Yes.
Where is Harvard University?
Harvard. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to say Connecticut.
It's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. All right.
Cambridge.
That's right. You just ought to get four more. This website started in 2005, providing music and videos. What's the website?
Google?
YouTube.
Oh.
Talk to you next week. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, so yeah, YouTube, 888-876-5593. All right, so now Ralph in Rockford, we're going to do some charts, are we? Hello, Ralph.
Yes, hello, Rally, and here is good morning to you, and in your place, it's good evening.
True enough.
Let's hope so. I have big shoes to fill here because this Mark from Aurora.
Yeah, he did well. But you do too. I know you will. So you want to do 1960?
I'll try my best. I was on the trail of Gustav Jung, but I got stuck with Sigmund Freud.
No, all right, number one. Theme from A Summer Place.
That was Percy Faith.
Number two, Handyman.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. That was Jimmy Jones.
Yeah, I like the original, but he actually wrote it, but the Sparks of Rhythm did.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
number three, He'll Have to Go.
Oh, yeah, Put Your Sweet Lips a little closer to the phone.
Yes.
Yeah, that was... the gentleman of country and western music, Jim Reeves.
Absolutely. Number four, Teen Angel.
Oh, I have to think about that one.
Can you hear me, Teen Angel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I hope she can hear me, Mark Dining.
Yeah, Mark Dining, but yes, absolutely right, on MGM. Number five, What in the World's Come Over You?
Well, I hope you will never sing that to me.
Yeah.
But should be Jack Scott.
Yeah, I'm afraid Jack it is. Scott. Yes, Jack Scott. Number six, Beyond the Sea.
Oh, Beyond the Sea. That was one of the hits that the Bobby Darin.
Yes, number seven, Running Bear. Love Little White Dove with a Love.
Oh, yeah, that's the one we had where the Big Bopper was in Johnny Preston.
Absolutely right. Number eight, Let It Be Me.
Oh, that was the famous brothers that were separated for 10 years because they had different parties.
Yeah, right. And really had it out on stage in Orange County, too, yes.
Yeah, the Everly Brothers.
Yep, number nine, Baby.
Oh, let's see. I got to think about that one. Baby. Baby. Is that the one where he sang with Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington?
Absolutely right. Yep. Number 10, Wild One.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. Bobby Liddell.
Absolutely. So you aced them all. We'll see how far you get. Number 11, Where or When?
Oh, Where or When? I got to think about that for a minute. Where or When? That sounds like it could have been Dion and the Belmont.
Absolutely. 12, Lonely Blue Boy.
Oh, Lonely Blue Boy. That sounds like, Lonely Blue Boy. Lonely Blue Boy. I think he came from the... He had a big hit and with another one, It's Only Make Believe, and that was Conway Twitty.
Yeah, number 13, Forever.
Forever. Forever and ever. Forever.
On Fraternity.
Up forever until eternity. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Forever. Let's see. Do you have maybe another hit he had, or?
I'm afraid it's a group, but let you. And I hope they didn't have another hit because this was bad enough. You'll see what I mean in a minute. Let's see if I can. If I could spell, I can probably look these up right here on this computer. But
Forever. That sounds. I can't remember that being in the 60s.
I've got it. I liked what's-his-name's Talkin' Steel Guitar, actually, but doing the same song. Pete Drake. But here's it was Pete Drake, but here's the original.
The Little Dippers?
Yes, Little Dippers.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I couldn't think of it for a minute. That was...
Good, so I don't need to play it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. All right, so let's see what else we're going to do. Number 14, Down by the Station.
Down by the Station. Let's see, would that be the...
You don't look these up, do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I was just going to suggest a very interesting change here to how we do it, because since I am a gentleman old school... I always say ladies first, and I wouldn't mind, I know I'm going to be here on not Spanish eyes, but black eyes, if for the next time and so on, whenever I call you, that you determine the year
No, you get to always do that, but what we might do at some point is I'll do audio rather than just give you the titles.
Yeah, audio sounds fine, but I usually know all the top 10 hits from 56 until 80. That's about a generation. And if it goes past 10, then I have to think a little bit or get some clues, and you are always very helpful.
So Down by the Station.
Down by the Station.
On Capitol.
On Capitol. Down by the Station. Let's see. I can't remember at all.
It's to your credit. That would be the Four Preps.
Oh, the Four Preps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you said on Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, though. Yeah. I got Ollie White a number of 15. Well, it was a 14. 14. All right.
14. Well, thank you. At least I got past 10.
You did. You aced all 10. Yeah. We didn't even get to Rockin' Little Angel. Yeah.
Yeah. I also wanted to thank you. I've been trying to reach you. You've been very busy, which is good for you, of course, and I don't want to disturb too much, but I wanted to thank you for playing that last Wednesday at, it was 11:05. I'd just gotten home here, and that was Leon Haywood, Don't Push It on Forest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was happy to play that. Love Leon Haywood.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, sure. You said Haywood was underrated, and you were right.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Okay, thanks.
You.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
All right,
okay.
So let's add to Ralph's stash. Eventually he gets something. John will do that, I'm sure. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And what am I doing here? Well, there was something, I know. Well, I have a question that I put out there, and maybe you would like to answer it. And that was, in 1910, less than a dozen Americans did this. Today, almost 14,000 do it. Do what? And Kimberly called back. She's going to have us some guesses. All right, Kimberly. So let's see if we can get the twanger out and say hello to Kimberly on WGN Radio.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hello. Yes.
We got cut off somehow earlier, but anyway, I don't have new guesses at the moment because I had the old guesses.
Yeah.
I did have a comment on that as well. At the time, a French psychiatrist had said that a happy marriage was a long conversation that's always too short.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
No, I mean, it's just a comment on what some of the qualities of a happy marriage are.
Yeah.
So I said, if you stop to think about it in today's vernacular, I got thinking, I wonder if that means you can't get enough of each other. I don't know what how to equivocate it. But at any rate, I was calling because my mom had a request if and when you have the time.
Okay.
If you could play Make the World Go Away by Eddie Arnold.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
And I have to think about that other one. I have no clue, right?
Okay. So. All right. Yeah, no, absolutely Make the World Go Away. I got that. And then Turn the World Around the Other Way by Eddie Arnold is also a great song, so I might play them both.
Oh, terrific.
All right. Thanks.
So, okay. I hope all is well, and you take care, okay?
You too. You too, and love to your mom. Okay, bye.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593. Would be 8888 Raleigh. And oh yes, Dick Van Dyke trivia with John in Covington. I've already picked it out. Radio trivia with Gary in Austin. All right. Don and Beloit, I haven't forgotten his planes. But Kirk is the first time caller now. Look at this. Kirk is in Idaho. So hopefully Kirk will hold on for a few minutes here and he will be up first since he is a first time caller coming up on WGN Radio.
Oh, oh, oh. Why should I cry?
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James, and who are they? Yeah, a fine song all the way around, as far as I'm concerned, 1963 on Big Mac. All right, so, and they share the name of another group who has the same name, but it's a different group. All right, so now, oh no, oh, this is terrible. I was just about to get to our new first-time caller who wanted a Dion question, and I even picked out my Dion question for him, and he fell off the board. Call back. I think that was Kirk in Idaho. Kirk, call us back. I've got your Dion question already. Yeah, I know. You guys who call for the first time don't hang in there very long. Don't know what to do about that. Well, John in Covington, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Roy.
How's it going?
Or morning.
One of those things.
I'm fine.
All right. So we want Mary Tyler, well, actually Dick Van Dyke Show trivia, right?
Right, correct.
All right, so as you probably know, Mary Tyler Moore did strike a blow for all primetime housewives by requesting her character be allowed to wear pants around the house instead of skirts or dresses. Well, the network execs agreed to let Laura wear pants, but they insisted on one very specific stipulation. What was the stipulation?
Could you play it? I believe they were capri pants.
No, well, they, yeah, but that's not the stipulation.
Okay.
It's something, there's one stipulation, because I guess they thought it was obscene. And by the way, she also had to wear a skirt or a dress at least one scene per episode, you know, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, but for the other scene, she could wear pants providing what?
Hmm. I'll go with the navel thing, but I know it's not right.
No, providing that her pants did not cup under the curve of her buttocks.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If you watch the show closely on almost every episode when she's rising from a seated position, you'll see her tugging the back of her capris. She's conscious that the judgmental eyes of the network are right there. And if the pants cupped her buttocks, well, then they would cut the scene out.
Well, okay. She was a very, very striking woman. I'll say that.
Yes. There you have it. It's amazing. We're really only looking at 60 years ago, how much life has changed.
Yes. Oh, for all the degenerate gamblers out there, tomorrow night or tonight, if you will, the unbeaten Miami of Ohio Redhawks.
All right.
Go ahead and lay the 8 points. They will win.
Okay.
See you later, Raleigh.
Okay, bye. There you have it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's right, and that ends the sports segment of the program. All right, so we'll pick it up right there. We got radio trivia with Gary. We got Bumpers, Cleveland Dennis knows some Bumpers, Don and Beloit and his planes, and Kirk is never going to call back, is he? All right, well, on WGN Radio, here's the news. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? Yeah, there you go. A little newer than some of the ones we've been playing. That actually came out in 1967 on Pacific. All right, so who are they? Yes, and they had some beach hits, that's for sure. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Now, what am I doing here? Yeah, right. Man, that's the statement of the week. All right, so in 1910, less than a dozen Americans did this. Today, almost 14,000 do it. Do what? and it's work-related. But less than 10 in 1910, and now 14,000. All right, so not in the millions, but interesting. It's specific, by the way. All right, so 888-876-5593 takes us to Cleveland Dennis, if I can. I think I might have just killed the magic twanger for good. No, okay. All right, almost. All right, so, yo, Cleveland Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh. I'm enjoying the show tonight, and I'm thinking from a couple of the songs that I knew on the bumpers that the names of the groups all started with M.
Yeah, that's we determined that early in the show.
Oh, no idea.
Oh, okay,
must
yes.
I must have been in the men's room.
Yeah, no, it was Stan in Michigan who got that. Originally I had planned to do different groups with the same names, but because I had several, but I didn't have enough. I got too close to showtime, and I figured, oh well, they all start with an M. That's all you're getting. But so
well,
what else?
In that case, with the new question, I have no idea about that. But I would. I know you're not, I can't. Can't go on with requesting anything at this point, so I'd like to hear To Each His Own sometime by the Ink Spots.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Let me get that on the list. If I don't write this down on something, I'll lose it. All right. Cleveland Dennis, To Each His Own. But who can eat their own? All right. Good enough. We'll
That's
do it.
That's all I got.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And what do we have? We finished John and Covington, so we're sick about him. And we're going to get some Gunsmoke. We're going to get some radio. We're going to get some World War II planes. I should look that up on the fly. The problem with Don and Beloit is he knows everything about them. And, of course, you know, what's really sad, and you probably already aware of this, Don, is that almost all the in-depth trivia shows pictures of the plane. And no matter how much I hold it up to the microphone, you're not going to see a damn thing. So that makes it tough.
Well, you could describe it all right, you know.
Yeah, right,
Don
that's right.
Don it Floyd has, is a trouble. He does cause trouble.
Yeah, it has wings, it's got an engine. I mean, yeah, come on. Yeah,
okay.
Describe them. All right, so that's interesting as far as that goes. But we'll come up with something and say, what American aircraft took part of the famous Doolittle raid?
Well, gosh. That's so easy. They're looking for something that could go to Japan off an aircraft carrier. Never been done before. And like, wow, right? Like, that's crazy.
Well, by the way, taking off from the secret base, and you're right, it was a U.S. carrier. It was Hornet. What did they call the secret base, by the way?
Well, FDR was very, very evasive. He could always be evasive, and he's, you know, throwing his cigarette around and saying they took off from Shangri-La.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And of course, you know spies and, you know, Japanese and Germans are reading American papers trying to figure out what does he mean by that.
Yeah,
but I believe that would have been a Mitchell bomber, I believe.
Yep.
B-25.
Absolutely right.
Hey, I want to ask you something. Well, by the way, I want to do a shout out to all my buddies I just got done playing hockey with, my fellow Rockford Park District people on Monday nights in the Adult Hockey League. So I told them all about your show, Raleigh, a couple hours ago. That was pretty funny. They were like, what? You do what?
You're right.
And what's your trivia thing? And I said, well, my expertise, you can pick whatever you want, and mine is World War II airplane.
Yeah, and you just proved it.
Well, your previous one, I happen to have a chemical engineering degree, but when you said an element to a happy marriage, I took that literally. Like,
oh, God.
Right.
Well, that's, you know,
they need oxygen to breathe or something.
Right, right. That's Billy Bob, same deal. He came up with helium, so yeah.
Or like the woman who doesn't need a lot of platinum, you know, lots of silver.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, less today. You know, I was surprised several years ago when platinum tanked compared to gold, and I thought, well, that's just momentary, and it never really came back to this state.
There, I have two cute radio, two cute song requests for you.
You do, do you? All right,
I do.
All right.
1956 on Vita Records. This Big Boy Grows. You can't beat the horses.
Oh my God! Okay.
Do you remember Big Boy Grows?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right. All right.
I happened to catch this radio program. It was all songs about horses, and because it was the Year of the Horse, someone was writing
right.
songs. The second one is really interesting. Sun Records did so many amazing things, as we all know, of course. But they also did a lot of blues stuff. There was a blues compilation, I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago. They did 10 CDs. And there's this song called Got Me a Horse and Wagon. And they're asking for the public's help, that nobody has any idea who wrote or sang or performed on this song. They have no idea. But it's really interesting. It's called Got Me a Horse and Wagon.
Did they never found the answer?
No, it's on the third CD of this 10 CD box set that was reissued. I think it was reissued again.
And it Somebody Stole My Horse and Wagon?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I just looked it up. It's called Got Me a Horse and Wagon. And
it's not Roscoe Gordon.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They, as you know, these recording sessions, you know, sometimes they forgot to write down.
Well, or worse yet, put out the record with the wrong artist, you know, like All American Boy.
Lie.
Yeah, All American Boy credited to Bill Parsons when it was really Bobby Bear. Or I Sold My Heart to the Junkman, credited to Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. It was really the Scarlets.
You were so good at all these things, of course. I was reading about Sonny Boy Williamson and how he got ripped off and some people were performing in his name, and then he gets shot on the south side of Chicago.
That's very common, by the way, performing under the name. Yeah. And I've told this story several times, I think, but I ran into Willie T once in Metairie, Louisiana, at the Gateway Inn, actually, and I saw him in the lobby. Hey, it's good to see you. You're going to see you next week in Raleigh. And he said, what? I said, yeah, you're appearing, beach music. What's beach music? He never even heard of it. And I said, well, Willie, I've got some numbers for you to call. And after that, he started going down there and performing as who he really was. But for years, there was someone else appearing as Willie T.
Oh.
Yeah, there was another guy who claimed it was so funny. Claimed he was Bill Deal of Bill Deal and the Rondells.
Yeah.
Except he wasn't. And then the real Bill Deal died. And he came into Val Shively. And Bill Shively said, you're dead. And he said, no, that was an imposter. Of course, it was the other way around. It was the real Bill Deal who died, sadly. But yeah, the guy got away with it for years, saying he was Bill Deal. People believed it.
Your 1910 question, of course, is very interesting because, as you know, Raleigh James, there was a lot of new technologies around that time that was going, and I got a feeling that your answer is one of those areas.
And that would lead you astray.
Do you want me to try guessing that one?
Yeah, but don't go along those lines because that will lead you astray.
I think I know what it is.
Okay.
I think it pilot instructors? No,
nope.
Probably not that. Food inspectors?
Nope.
FBI?
Yes.
I'll be darned. That was just because it was formulated. I mean, whatever, FBI wasn't really that old, so I don't think. People didn't inspect detective work.
Back so 1910, less than a dozen FBI agents now, 14,000.
I can't believe I came up with that.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I got to find another question. Gee, thank you, Don. All right.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that
great
address.
Show.
Yeah, right. So now I got to come into another question. Oh, well. 888-876-5593. How about a final bumper stumper? That's right. Final bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
My heart.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And who's that? It's our last bumper stumper. Before the night is out, I will reveal them all. And if I don't, it's always on Raleigh.net, so don't worry about that. And we'll see how we do. But I've got to get through several of you, I hope, before the wee bitching hour. So Gary in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Yeah, hanging in. I got a quick comment on smudging.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, I took a yoga class, and in that class, one of the people smudged me.
Oh!
And it was interesting. It was kind of a feeling of peacefulness for a few minutes, and it was very interesting when that happened. I often thought, I wish I could recreate that, you know. But yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, all right. So, we're going to do radio trivia, are we?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, the 1950s were an interesting time for radio, to say the least. Of course, the network stations, which had previously had everything in the world going for them, suddenly had television. And it was funny, in the 1955 NAB in Chicago, they actually had buttons about help stamp out TV. But meanwhile, which I thought was terrific. And you know, they really didn't have anywhere to go. And of course, they were making so much money that they weren't going to just give it up overnight. But of course, that paved the way for, as you know, the Gordon McLennans and the Todd Storses and all that, because they had nothing left to lose. They also had nothing in terms of real clout, and so they kind of formed an organization among top 40 stations at the time. Dave Morris in Houston or Gordon or so many people were part of this. It was called AIMS. What did AIMS stand for?
I don't know. Maybe American Independent Music Service.
I like it. Association of Independent Metropolitan Stations.
Okay, well.
So I'll give you a follow-up question around the same time, and these were, believe me, the guys who were running the network stations were apoplectic by what was happening to them. They'd never expected this, and of course they couldn't take much of a chance of anything because they still had enough bucks rolling in. Well, here's a guy, he was running WSB in Atlanta, and he gets fired. And he gets fired, and he says, he's practically crying, "Somebody with two turntables, a loud voice, and a stack of records can create havoc with the finest of stations." All right, who was he referring to, and what station?
Probably WQXI, I would imagine.
Got to go before that.
Ooh. Was AOK around then?
Yeah, but no, actually, it was WEGO. But no, it was WAKE, the Bartell station.
Oh.
WAKE.
Okay.
The guy with the loud voice and stack of records was Bill Drake.
Oh, okay.
On WAKE, and then WAKE became WEGO. But in any event, yeah, that was it. But man, this guy was just apoplectic. So yeah, and they all formed AIMS to kind of have some type of joint clout. And you had a lot of things like Elroy McCaw of, had KFWB and all that. You had a number of, and of course, McClendon and Storrs and Bartell and Balaban and everybody else were all part of AIMS, which nobody remembers anymore.
Yeah, I never knew about it, actually.
Good
to learn that.
See, you'll find out all about it, I'm sure. There'll be a book report next time you call. I can't wait to hear about it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
So,
bye-bye.
Good deal. Yeah, absolutely. AIMS, the Association of Independent Metropolitan Stations. Yes, and really, it was a virtual who's who of top 40. And man, the MOR stations were just beside themselves. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Annette is in Carroll Stream. Now, domestic black cat trivia, is this what I'm reading?
888-876-5.
Hello, operator. Annette, come to the phone.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I didn't hear you say my name.
Oh, I did. Yes, absolutely. I said Annette. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about black cats. Do you have one?
I used to. I had one for 18 years.
Ooh, 18. That's a senior citizen.
Yep, he sure was. Yeah. He was a gem.
Now, it's interestingly, there are more black. It's black is the most common color, which I did not know until fairly recently. And of course, they're less likely to be adopted, which is just a terrible
yes.
thing. And so,
yes. In this country, at least.
But
in some countries, they're very popular.
Really? Where are they most popular?
I don't know, but I've heard that they are considered to be good luck, especially in Japan and Scotland.
Oh, interestingly. All right.
One place they think that they attract more suitors to a young woman.
Okay.
And the other one, I can't remember what it was, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so many cats can be black, but there's only one breed that is always black. What is it?
Can you give me a multiple choice on that?
Can I give you a multiple choice? let's see. All right, I can give you Sphinx.
I have known that.
Okay, Sphinx, Persian, Bombay, or Selkirk.
I think it's a Bombay.
It is absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly right. And the only breed that is always 100% black, interestingly.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was no way to ask you a trivia question about this, but the fact when I was looking it up, when I saw this on the screen, was that black cats can rust in the sun. Did you know that?
They can rust in the sun?
Yeah. What it is that their fur can develop light red or orange highlights when they spend a lot of time in the sun. So
some black cats that look completely black actually have underlying tabby stripes, too.
Yeah.
And so those might show up when they're in the sun.
Right. But I find it hilarious that they say they rust. And, of course, no. If
you're
a window perch, the sun bleaches the pigment.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. But you're a winner. You absolutely know. And so
good deal.
Now, the prizes are worthless.
Okay.
Takes forever. But hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so that's the deal. All right. Annette wins. That's absolutely it. I've got 30 seconds to come up with a Gunsmoke trivia question. Dave, call me next week. Dave on the north side. I'm afraid we've pretty much run out of time because, as promised, I will tell you what bumpers I played. We started with the Monotones doing Fools Will Be Fools. The Mob, I Dig Everything About You. Friendly Loans, the Marcells. The Marvells, Go On and Have Yourself a Ball. The Marathons did Don't Know Why, not the Peanut Butter Marathons. The Marvellos, O.S., Don't Play With My Heart, the Los Angeles Marvellos from 1967. The Metronomes did Dear Don on Cadence. The Manhattans, E.N.S., did Why Should I Cry, not to be confused with the Manhattans that we all know and love on Deluxe and Carnival and everything else. The Monzas did Instant Love on Pacific. And the Marvellos, L.O.W.S., as in Chicago Marvellos, did My Heart, 1965 on ABC Paramount. So, them there is the bumpers, and that is a wrap. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. And we had so many callers, I didn't have time to do 2020 News, which actually is a requested feature. So it will be on the stream right after this show, right now, on WGN Radio.
Dine and Dash Dragnet, plus Posh Properties Pinched and Burglars Step in It. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News, real stories, real fun. The eatery strikes back. In Colorado, Dine and Dashers dodged the check, so a restaurant staff snapped. Servers turned into sleuths, sprinted streets, stormed a bus, and took matters into their own hands, allegedly with a tacit threat and gun-brandishing bravado. Now the menu flips. Management to misdemeanors, tables to tribunals, aprons to arraignment. Because when workers wage vigilante justice, the house always adds charges. Who wants to be a millionaire? A brazen burglary blitz battered buttoned-up Connecticut backyards. Burglars bouncing from town to town, swiping a seven-figure stash. Cops say a man and a woman scooped up more than $1 million in jewelry, watches, and luxury loot. Fences hopped, alarms outfoxed, and closets cleaned like clearance racks. After a regional rampage, detectives closed the circle, cuffs clicked, and the cash count catastrophe came crashing down. When you steal like a millionaire, don't be shocked when you're sentenced like one in years. Break-in footprint follies. crunchy cold and snowy sleuthing led to snowshoe spoilers in North Carolina. Officers didn't need a high-tech dragnet, just good old footprints in the fresh powder. After two early morning break-ins at a tobacco vape shop and a gymnastics place, investigators followed the suspects' sole signatures through the snow, backed up by camera clues and tracked down the ne'er-do-well nearby. Cuffs clicked and charges followed soon after. Not all heroes wear badges. Sometimes they just follow footprints like startled detectives in a winter whodunit. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.